Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. The safest country in the world is not. A screw, some sort of a screw-type device, could be the cause of hundreds of deaths. Okay, here's 500 grand. Can my kid get in now? What is a Beto? What? Where? How? Oh, this is good. Got one word for you. Veto. Well, a little pay-to-play action there with Hillary. Dead at the dollar store. You were warned. And all of the experts say what we want more than anything is acceptance. What does God say? We're going to talk about all of these things living in today's world right after this very important message. It's a Friday. Right now, let's talk about this. Christian Radio. How important is Christian Radio to you? Do you listen to it? Some people, 24/7, it is on in their home, in their automobile. How great is that? Thank you so much for supporting Christian Radio. For those of you that participated in Share-a-thon 2019 at WHCB, don't forget to follow up on your commitment. Every year, some people just forget about what they said they were going to do. Be a big part, my friend. Support Christian Radio. It is expensive. And thank you for your support of Greg Patton Ministries. This radio program comes your way each day at this time. We need your financial support to keep it on the air in this area. We go through the cross in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's our home church. Been there 31 years. It sponsors Hello World everywhere. So if you're thinking of contributing, it's The Cross, 5300 Winchester Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You'll get a tax receipt at the end of the year. We are so very grateful that you are there. The safest country in the world is not. The horrific shooting at two mosques at Christchurch, New Zealand, was designed from the start as an attention getter, leveraging social media to make sure as many people as possible would hear about the deaths and the hate underpinning these deaths. Officials have reported a significant number of people dead, about 50 now, from those two attacks. Several people arrested so far. New Zealand police have told people to avoid those mosques, shut their doors. A 17-minute video that seemed to show the shooting was posted to Facebook wearing a body cam as people were murdered. It was on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Both the video placed and the manifesto are designed to maximize attention worldwide. The manifesto, obviously linked to these shootings, decidedly racist. Early on, it references white genocide, a neo-Nazi conspiracy theory that white people are being replaced, and the 14 words, a white supremacist slogan. It also professes admiration for other white supremacist killers. The racism itself is sincere. It did, after all, lead to mass murder. But other parts of the manifesto seem to contain buzzwords meant to galvanize and spread throughout the world. A lot of sickos out there. They're looking at a screw-type device found in the wreckage of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 that crashed last Sunday in Ethiopia. It's provided investigators with an early clue as to what might have happened as work begins in France to decode the black boxes. The so-called jack screw, that's what it's called, jack screw, used to set the trim that raises and lowers the plane's nose, indicates the jet was configured to dive. Based on a preliminary review, according to a person familiar with all of that, the evidence helped convince U.S. regulators to ground the model here in this country. They requested anonymity, of course. Nobody wants that. France's aviation safety agency, BEA, received the cockpit voice and data recorder yesterday for decoding, while investigators on the scene near Addis Ababa continue to sift through the plane's wreckage. The second crash in 5 months has thrown Boeing into a crisis mode, sending the shares plunging and raising questions about the future of the best-selling jet ever. So what do you think about the wall? Should we build it? Where are you on border security, period? Today, Trump gonna veto? President Trump expected to issue his first ever veto. Senate Democrats were joined by 12 Republicans, most of them way over there on the liberal side, voted to block his declaration of a national emergency at the U.S. border. The president made his intentions very clear, tweeting, veto, one word, huh? Veto. That was moments after the resolution against the plan passed Thursday, the vote 59-41, despite White House efforts to keep the GOP united on the issue of border security. Ah, we don't need it. Okay, here's $500,000. Let my kid in. University of Southern California, Yale, all several other elite colleges being sued by multiple students. This is going to be a mess for years. By students and graduates who claim they were denied a fair opportunity for admission and they've had their degrees devalued due to a college cheating scheme detailed by federal officials on Tuesday. It's going to get bigger and bigger. University of San Francisco, Texas at Austin, Wake Forest, Georgetown, Stanford, Yale, USC. Did you go to any of the, along with William Rick Singer, who was called the ringleader of this whole admission scheme, maybe made $15 million or so doing things, named as defendants. The plaintiffs claims they weren't given a fair opportunity, no kidding, to be accepted into the elite colleges where they applied because some people were allegedly admitted based on fake athletic profiles, distorted SAT and ACT scores obtained through some bribes. I mean, we know this. It's not alleged. It's real. Meanwhile, in the wake of the charges she faces in the college admission scandal, actress Lori Loughlin was dropped by the Hallmark Channel. I mean, at Christmas time, she's on every show. She's done. She's toast. That according to a representative, Fox News. What is a Beto O'Rourke? Who is he? He's done nothing in 6 years in Congress, but he wants to be president, wants to run the country, thinks he can do a better job than Trump. A lot of mixed reaction out there. Initially said, he wasn't going to make a presidential run. Absolutely not. Can you believe politicians? Come on. Former U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke revised everything, announcing, I'm running. The excitement was great among the four or five people who are... Well, anyway, he announced his candidacy yesterday. The excitement among some of the supporters was incredible in his Democratic hometown of El Paso. Though some say O'Rourke's candidacy raises excitement among Texans. Political professor Todd Curry from the University of Texas at El Paso is wary of any notion that the candidate could flip the red state. I still think we have to wait a few more election cycles until Texas ever comes into play. And then there's this, which means nothing. In a new study in Science magazine, a team of linguists at the University of Zurich uses biomechanics and some linguistic evidence to make the case of agriculture thousands of years ago, increasing the odds that the population would start using the sounds such as F and V. The idea is that agriculture introduced a range of softer foods into your diet, or our ancestors, which altered how humans' teeth and jaws wore down with age in ways that made these sounds slightly easier to produce. Well, I don't think I could have lived another day without that information. Oh, I want to talk about Hillary after the break here. Well, let me ask you, have you ever had a hard heart or a disinterest in the things of God? I was thinking about the Hebrews who left Egypt, and they had concrete proof of God's existence and his commitment and love for them. Yet, when the time came for them to claim their promised land, they hardened their hearts against God and refused to believe that he would give them victory over the people living in Canaan. So they rebelled, resisted Joshua and Caleb's pleas, and they came up with justifications for their disbelief. We do it. God responded with harsh discipline, 40 years of wandering in the desert until those adults who resisted him were all dead, because he considered the lesson about their resistance and discipline so important. The Lord reiterated it in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 3. He didn't want people to repeat the Israelites' mistake of hardening their hearts against him. How's that happen? The way to a hardened heart is gradual. It begins with unbelief. Hearing but not accepting all of God's word is true. Instead, we rebel, choose to manage our own affairs without God, and that involves ignoring the conscience or justifying unscriptural behavior. Eventually, the heart becomes so calcified that the individual is no longer affected by the whisper of Almighty God. Don't do it. Don't go there. Dangerous to persist in choosing your own way. Not only does God discipline those who rebel, he also withholds opportunities and blessings. You know, over time, as our heart grows more tender and receptive to God, we'll find that we are unable to make a wrong move without being convicted by the Holy Spirit. Where are you in all of this today? Of course, you believe Barack and Hillary, right? More proof out there of Clinton's favoritism as Obama's DOJ, the Justice Department negotiated, that's the term, negotiated an agreement with Hillary Clinton's legal team that ensured the FBI did not have access to emails on her private servers relating to the Clinton Foundation. Well, according to a newly released transcript, there was acknowledgement there that Clinton's private personal email servers contained a mixture of emails related to the foundation, her work as Secretary of State, and other matters, and well, all of this stuff continues to fuel long-standing allegations of possible pay-to-play transactions at that organization. Duh. A suspected robber is dead after allegedly trying to rob a Family Dollar in DeKalb County, Georgia, and ignoring the customer who was armed behind him during all of this. The attempted robbery occurred this week when a man walked into the discount store, pointed a gun at two employees there. When one was handing over money to the robber, a customer walked up from behind the store to the front and witnessed what was happening. He pulled his own personal handgun and shot the robber several times. The suspect, dead at the scene. Four or five other customers were in the store at the time. The employee who faced the robber's gun was shaken up, obviously, but was grateful the customer who foiled the robbery was there. She's upset. She's dealing with corporate right now, but she'll be fine. Police say the customer who killed the would-be robber will not be charged with the crime. Well, this is interesting. A Kansas woman says that a bullet that flew into her home was stopped by what she described as an absolute act of Almighty God. Constance Effie, 70 years old, said she was sitting in her living room inside of her home Saturday night when she heard what she thought was a bomb. "I thought maybe our TV blew up," she said. "I thought I was in a war zone because that was the loudest noise I ever heard." The noise? A bullet hitting the side of her house. We looked all around, didn't see a hole anywhere, and I thought, look at that picture. The glass is broken there. The picture that stopped the bullet that was hanging 2 feet above where she was sitting, it just happened to be a framed copy of the Lord's Prayer. It hit the picture and fell down behind the couch. But if it hadn't hit the metal, it might have come on in and hit one of us. She believes it was an act of God. Got to take a short break, and then talking about friendships today. They are important. Don't go away. Speaking of friendships, we have made so many just on Facebook, and I appreciate your comments. I did not realize that a lot of people stop what they're doing to listen to Hello World Daily. If it's around the noon hour, then it's lunch and even evening. Wow, how good is that? We just say thanks for listening. And thank those of you that contact us about speaking in your church. I love to share the good news of Jesus Christ. A revival. That's really what we need. We speak on the family, we speak on the media, we speak on the demonic. That's a big one today. That in turn reminds me to remind you, the Invisible War on the Saints coming out, a 36-part video series you do not want to miss. And all we can say is God just continues to bless in a very big way. So get in touch with us, Greg Patton Ministries. Just get a hold of us through, what, helloworldradio@gmail.com. That's fine. Or go to gregpatton.com. In all of this, just a big thank you. What else can we say? Okay, here's the deal. Doctors, psychologists, counselors, they all tell us what people want most of all in the world is to be accepted. And that many people will go to any length to gain that acceptance. The result has left us fighting an intense battle with loneliness and fear. Fear that no one will love us, and loneliness from the isolation that comes from striving into something we were never created to seek. Fear that, well, no one's going to love us. Loneliness from the isolation that comes from striving after something you were never created to seek. You know, when we struggle for the approval of others, we disregard the unconditional acceptance of Almighty God, don't we? Essentially, we tell God that His love, just not good enough, God. And we need the regard of others first. That makes us something. Jesus told His disciples to seek the kingdom of God first and all their needs would be met. Did He not say that in Matthew 6:33? When the focus of our hearts is placed squarely on the shoulders of Almighty God, every need, every desire will be fulfilled. The result of a right relationship with God is an abiding peace that comes from His presence within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. God loves you regardless of all those bumps and blemishes and bruises and scars that you've collected over your lifetime. God cares when you hurt and when you suffer discouragement. Sure He does. He's your eternal friend, for pity's sakes. Only God has the capacity to show such incredible love and acceptance. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus took great care to assure His disciples that His impending death was not the end of God's presence on earth. A comforter. I like that. A comforter, one who possesses the same characteristics as He did, would come. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. And that's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him, does not know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you, and will be in you. I'll not leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you. John 14:16-18. This is so good. Wise relationships always require some kind of communication. Jesus made an eternal pledge to us when He came to this earth. And for us to realize the completeness of God's fellowship, we too have to make a commitment back to Him. Sure we do. The essence of the Christian walk doesn't consist of, well, a set of rules and regulations. Some churches teach that it does. It's a sharing a moment-by-moment thing, intimate relationships with the Savior. It's not a matter of some human acceptance. God accepts you. That's all you need to know. That's all that's needed. God accepts you. Friendship with the Savior is a continuous unveiling of His love and personal care for every one of us. The life that remains focused on Jesus is a life that enjoys unbroken fellowship, and isn't that really what it's all about? It's a life of victory and peace and hope and security, and most of all, a true friendship. Let me take this a little further. It's been said that you could count, really, true friendship, true friends, count them on one hand. How many true, loyal, devoted, and genuine relationships do you have in life? Do you ever wonder why a friendship does not last? Do you long for an enduring friendship that brings you comfort, acceptance, love, joy, security? Everyone has an inner longing for that. It's the desire that God planted within you somehow. First and foremost, God designed you to have a personal relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus. However, His plan also includes meeting many of your needs through other people, specifically close friends, sure. You should never rely on another person to meet all your needs. Only Jesus can do that. But it's a special blessing from God when you can receive His gifts through the words and the actions of someone who knows your innermost feelings and dreams in life. Whether you have a best friend right now or you're praying that God's going to give you one, you can benefit from understanding and applying the principles of a wise and meaningful relationship. There's a saying out there, To have a friend, can you complete it? To have a friend, you must be a friend. The ingredients that mix together to form a bond with another person must be growing inside of you if you want to experience the fullness of a relationship with somebody special in this old world. Wise relationships involve mutual respect. You know, 1 Samuel 18, 19, 20 tells the story of the beginning of one of the most powerful friendships in the Old Testament, that of David and Jonathan. It started just after David killed Goliath and reported back to King Saul. Jonathan observed the whole fight, and as he listened to David's account of the deed, he was moved to pledge his support to David. 1 Samuel 18, 1 says, "The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David." The Hebrew word for knit literally means to chain two things together with a very strong link. Why did Jonathan feel that bond? Jonathan recognized in David many of his own attitudes and goals and life desires. Jonathan was a warrior himself and had just recently delivered a sound blow to the Philistine troops with the help of another man. In David, Jonathan discovered a heart of bravery and steadfast love for the Lord, and he wanted to identify with David both publicly and he wanted to do it privately. Do you admire patience or gentleness or sensitivity? You're going to be drawn naturally to someone with those very same qualities, and somebody will feel the same attraction to you on the basis of your desires and your thoughts and your habits. And respect also means that you value the other person on the basis of his or her identity in Jesus Christ, and not by behavior or performance according to your expectations. Real, wise relationships are based on the person of Jesus Christ. I think it was Oswald Chambers who said, "The dearest friend on earth is a mere shadow compared to the person of Jesus Christ." Your temporary friendships here on earth are a reflection of the ultimate friendship that Christ offers through fellowship with Him forever. Well, that's something I think we can even pick up on come Monday. We'll talk a little bit more about friendships. How many do you really have? It's something to think about. And then there's this. You gotta say, this kid is determined. He's a New Jersey teenager, just overcame the odds to be the first member of his family to go to college in a very big way, despite dealing with homelessness. Wow, through his entire life, 17-year-old Dylan Chittick now has his choice of colleges to pick from. He had 17, count them, 17 acceptance letters. After moving from Trinidad at 7 years of age, becoming a citizen here, Chittick and his family went through countless heartaches. His younger twin brothers are living with serious heart trouble, and his family's been in and out of homelessness all their life. My family went through a lot. There's been a lot of people out there saying, "You can't do this. You're not going to be able to achieve that." And me getting all of these acceptances kind of verifies what I've been saying all along. I can do it. I will do it. All right. 17 choices for college. A tip of the hat to 17-year-old Dylan Chittick. Good job, son. And this is taking it to the extreme. An 18-year-old woman told police that she sliced the tires of an SUV after she spotted a Make America Great hat on the inside. Takes all kinds. And this guy goes to the doctor. I mean, he's always sick. So what was the diagnosis? "You have a severe case of hypochondria." In which the man replied, "Oh, not that too." You know anybody like that? And here's a take on an old one. "I scream, you scream. The police come. The thing's very awkward." That's it. Hello, world. Ends the week. We'll be back on Monday. I pray you're in church this weekend. You need to be there with the family and friends. Worship the Lord. Until Monday, as always, God bless you. God bless. Have a great weekend.